The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Mesechta Kinim, Chavdalad Amibes, which is Paragimel, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah says the following, Ha'ishi Asha Amra, Harir Lekhan, Kishayle Zachar. A lady that says that she's going to bring a nest, she's going to bring birds as a carbon, when she'll have a boy, if what she'll give birth to will be a baby boy. Yaldo Zachar, Mevi'a Shtei Kinim. So if she gives birth to a boy, she has to bring two nests, Echas Lenidro, Echas Lechaivasa. One, for the like every lady that gives birth has to bring a nest, Oile Nechatas, and a whole other nest for her nether, to fulfill the nether that she said, that she will bring these birds when she will give birth to a boy. And those are understandably only oila. A person cannot be menadev, they cannot donate a carbon chatos, they can only donate like an oila or a shlamim. In birds, there's no such thing as shlamim. So it would have to be an oila, and therefore, those birds of donation are an oila. The Mishnah here, as a side point, we see an interesting thing, interesting concept, that she vows to bring a donation if she'll give birth to a boy. So there's a seeming obvious understanding that what a lady wants to have is a baby boy. Why is that taken for a given, that what she wants is a boy, and she's ready to donate karbanis for having a boy? Perhaps she'll want to have a girl. So the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnah, says, he discusses this, and he says, the reason of this is, the derech hanoshim lismech tveik sheol dezachar. Ladies are happier if they have a boy. Mishum dechavle nekeve merubim mishal zachar. There's a Gemara in Mesech Nida that says, that the labor of a birth for a girl is more difficult than the labor for giving birth to a boy. And as such, a lady wishes to have a boy. Then he brings down that the Rashbats says a different explanation. The Rashbats says the ladies are happier if they have a boy, because the Gemara says in Masechta Ksubis that a lady could have has a right to demand having a boy, being that she wants to have help when she'll be when she'll become old in her old age, and she'll need help, so a boy, a man, will be able to help her. That's chutr liyoda, be like a stick for when she will be older. And the Ashmatz continues that by a ish, by a man, it's the opposite. That a ish, a man is happier if he has a girl. That there's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah in Bava Basra. Somebody says, the way it's said over there, somebody says, whoever will tell me that my wife gave birth to a nekeva will get 200. And whoever will tell me that my wife had a boy will get 100. There seems to be a given that a man would rather have a girl than have a boy. So on that, the Tiferes Yisrael asks, how could that be? How could it be that a man would rather have a girl than have a boy? The Gemara says, Ashrei Misha Banav Zcharim, which fits in line with our Mishnah, that a lady is happier to have a boy. There's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Mesechta Psachim, Samechei Amid Aleph. It's elsewhere also. The Ashrei Misha Banav Zcharim, it's lucky, is the one that has that their children are boys rather than girls. So, how could it be, how could the Rashbat say that a man would rather have a girl? The Rashbat is coming from this Mishnah in Gemara in Bava Basra. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, I'll tell you, that Gemara in Bava Basra is when the person is having a first. If a person has a first, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Bas tchila simen yafa lebanim. It's good to have a girl first before the boys, shall help take care of the boys, shall help the parents raise the sons. But in all other situations other than that, a person, whether the husband, whether the wife, would rather have a boy rather than a girl. And therefore, the Tiferes Hazara says he finds it difficult to understand the Rashbats. Perhaps later in this year, we'll see an explanation how we can understand that Mishnah and Bava Basra, that even in other situations, somebody would rather have a girl than have a boy. This halacha, this concept, is actually practical for halacha. It's really based off of Gemara in Masechta Brachos. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, says that if somebody has a baby boy, they should make a bracha hatoyv hametiv. Now, the rule for when a person makes the bracha hatoyv hametiv is that if somebody gets something, has something that's good, get news of obtaining something that's good, they make hatoyv hametiv, but only if it fulfills an important condition. It has to be that it's good not just for him alone, it has to be that he's able to share that good with somebody else. So the Gemara questions, why does he make a bracha hatoyv hametiv if he has a boy? So the Gemara says, because it's not only good for him, it's good for his wife as well. His wife is also happy that he has a boy. So, first of all, we see from that Gemara that a man also wants to have a boy, and the husband can make the bracha because it's good for both of them, which makes it difficult with the understanding of the Rashbats. Secondly, we see from there a halacha that because a person is happy to have a boy, they can make hatoyv hametiv. Both the husband and the wife are happy, and therefore we can make hatoyv hametiv. The Gemara does not mention anything what happens if a person has a girl. And in fact, there is no such halacha. If somebody has a girl, they certainly do not make the bracha of hatoyv hametiv. So the truth is that this Gemara that's in Masechta Brachos is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Yold Ishtay Zachar, it's in Ayrachayim, Simon Yeshchav Gimel. Yold Ishtay Zachar, the Varech Hatoyv HaMetiv. If his wife has a baby boy, he makes the Berach of Hatoyv HaMetiv. V'gam hi Tevarech Tzvich Levarechain. Really, she also has to make that bracha. However, if the husband says it and the wife is present and her hands are clean, he could be Moitzi her that bracha. And that's what should be done. That a person should make sure that his wife's hands are clean and that she can be yoitza. It's a way that they're able to make a bracha so that there's no soya, no erva, and in that way they can make the bracha of hatoyv hametiv. The husband can make it and be moitzi his wife, and with that they can be have and be mekayim this bracha of hatoyv hametiv. We'll soon see if everybody has such a minog. The Rimah at the end says, "V'yishe kasu lahakel." V'yishe kasu shenuagu lahakel. But brachasu sheinachayv el rishos. Some say that the minig is that to be meikel and the bracha, because it's not a chayv; it's only a shos. Mizeh nispashe sheRabbi Makina beila brachas. From there comes from the many people are meikel on these brachas. It's not clear if the Rimah is going and the bracha v'atayv ameitiv, or he's going on in the case of Shachayanu, in the case when the wife died. So the halacha only says, the Shulchan Aruch only says about making the bracha of hatoyv hametiv. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though there's no halacha that a person can make a hatoyv hametiv and having a girl, however, and he says, even if somebody had many, many boys and he's waiting to have a girl, even so, if he has a girl, he does not make the bracha of hatoyv hametiv. So the Sha'atzion says the reason why is because even though the husband is very happy to have a girl, because by that he has a girl, he fulfilled his mitzvah of Piri of Erivia. It's the obligation of every man to have a boy and a girl. So if he had many boys and he didn't have a girl yet, so now he's very happy to have fulfilled his mitzvah of Piri of Erivia. Nevertheless, the woman who does not have the mitzvah of Piri of Erivia, so she would have rather had a boy than a girl. And therefore, there's no simcha for her, and as we said before, there has to be at least two people sharing in the simcha, and that's why they cannot make a hatoiv ha-metiv on having a girl. The Mishnah Brura, perhaps there would be another way how to say it, and that would be, like we said before, our Mishnah says that a lady has simcha from having a boy, and whatever the explanation is, whether like the Rashbats or whether like the Tiferes Yisrael, they had another reason why a lady wants to have a boy. Either because the labor is easier when it's a boy, or that wouldn't necessarily be a slur for after the fact, or because a boy is someone who will be able to help the woman when she becomes older. And be that as it may, you have our Mishnah that says why a lady is happier to have a boy, and that could have been the reason why the Mishnah Brura, that could be an addition to what the Mishartian says, why the lady is not as happy when she has a girl instead of a boy. The Mishnah Brura continues on that even though there's no bracha of Hatayva Meitiv to be said when having a girl, but one should make the bracha of Shachayonu. It's no worse. There's a halacha based on the Gemara that if somebody did not see their friend that they love for a while, so they make the bracha of Shachayonu. So too, says the Mishnah Brura, so a person is very happy to see their daughter. The first time they're seeing their daughter is now that the daughter is born, and therefore they should make the bracha of Shachayonu. So this is a very big chiddush. It's a chiddush of the Mishnah Brura. And as we'll soon see, not everybody agrees to this chiddush of the Mishnah Brura. There are many svarim when it comes to halacha lemaisa, what to do. There's many svarim that say that many people have the minug that they don't make these brachas. For example, many svardim do not make the bracha not atoiv ha-meitiv and not shechiyonu for having a boy or a girl. And even some Ashkenazim, many don't make the bracha of shechiyonu by a girl. And some don't even make the bracha of a hatoiv ha-meitiv on having a boy. And it's already a kaf ha-chaim and orach ha-shulchan that say such a minhagim about not making the brachas of a hatoiv ha-meitiv even. And the question is, why shouldn't somebody make the bracha of a hatoiv ha-meitiv, especially because the Gemara, the bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv is already a Gemara. It's a Gemara Mesach the Brachas that told us we should make this bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv. So why would it be that we wouldn't follow a Gemara with a Shulchan Aruch and not make the bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv after having a boy? So the explanation comes because although Shulchan Aruch does bring down this Gemara of making a bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv, but the Rif and the Rambam did not bring down the Gemara of making Hatoiv HaMeitiv after having a boy. And to explain why the Rif and the Rambam did not bring down this Gemara, and the reason why there is a minog among numerous communities not to make the Baruch of Hatoiv HaMeitiv, so the Tshuva of the Divrei Yatziv, written by the Kloisenberger Rebbe, Zatzal, he writes that it seems to be a machlekes and sugyas. It seems that there's other gemaras that say that a person would rather have a girl. Or it's not so simple that a person is happier to have a boy. In one gemara, the gemara says that Moira said he's happier to have girls. The girls, he's very happy that he's able to have son-in-laws and very chashuv of son-in-laws. From the girl will eventually get married and they'll be able to have a son-in-law will be a Talmud Chacham, and from that, he's able to be even happier to have a girl than having a boy. And the reason, and there are those that make the brach of Hatoiv HaMeitiv, but they don't make the brach of Shachayanu. And the reason is because they make the bracha v'atayv v'amitiv, which is a Gemara and a Shulchan Aruch, but the Shachiyanu, which is a chiddush of the Mishnah Berura, that they don't do. They believe that it's a very big chiddush, and the main halacha is not like the Mishnah Berura in this case. This chiddush, this new thing that the Mishnah Berura said, they don't follow. There's another discussion. Some really we could discuss what does the Mishnah Berura mean. The Mishnah Berura said that if a person has a girl, they make a shachiyanu. So what does it mean if a person has a girl? Does the Mishnah Berura mean any time somebody has a girl, they make a shachiyanu? Because it's a happy thing to have another child, even though it's not as happy as having a boy, but it's still a happy thing, and for that they make a shachiyanu. Or perhaps the Mishnah Berura was only talking about somebody that had a lot of boys and they're waiting to have a girl, so then they make a shachiyanu for having a girl. So the Igros Moshe actually writes that the Mishnah Berura is talking about making a bracha shachiyanu even if they have numerous girls already. Nevertheless, they make a shachiyanu. It's a tremendous toiva from the Ribbono Shel Olam that they zoicha to have a girl. However, Rabbi Shmuel Felder Shlito says that he asked if Moshe Bik Zatzal and if Tzuvia Goldstein Zatzal, and they explained that the minig, at least when a person has numerous girls, is not to make a bracha of shachiyanu. And the Nishmas Avram brings down from Mepshlemes, he brings down the Nishmas Avram, brings down from Mepshlemes Amon Erebach, that asked on the reasoning of the Mishnah Berura, that his reason is not so simple. Somebody that a person got to know, and then they didn't see their friend for a long time, so that brings them a certain type of simcha from getting to see their friend after they haven't seen them in a while. But somebody that they never knew yet, they never got to know, so for that, it's not necessarily the same simcha from that they got to see them the first time. And for that, there's no bracha of shachiyanu. So it seems that the Pshlem Zaman held that not to make the bracha of shachiyanu at all. So there are certain... So definitely, there are some people that have the minog of making hatoy v'hameitiv and shachiyanu, even for having a girl after having other girls. Some only make the bracha of hatoy v'hameitiv, but they never make the bracha shachiyanu. Some will only make a shachiyanu on the first girl, and some have the minog of not making shachiyanu and not making hatoy v'hameitiv. Either way, certainly a great simcha that somebody does have a child, whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl. And if someone does make the bracha, there's some other discussions. Some say, what does a person do? How long can a person continue to make the bracha? So the idea of making the bracha is for the simcha of having the son or the daughter. So the chatchila, the best thing is that a person should make the bracha as soon as possible. The best thing would really be if they'd make the bracha teich kdei dibur from when they heard the news of having the child. Many times it's not practical, and a person waits a little bit, they might wait 20 minutes or half an hour. But either way, they should make the bracha as soon as possible when the simcha of the news is still at its full strength, at the peak, which is at the very beginning of when they were informed of this news. And as such, there are some poskim that give a guideline and say that once it passed 3 days, they should no longer make the bracha, perhaps even less. One could ask a shayla if it comes up, but the best thing is to make as soon as possible when the simcha is at its peak. Another discussion that poskim discuss is what happens if somebody has twins, and especially what happens if somebody has a boy and a girl. So the bracha, if a person heard of the news of both the boy and the girl at once, so the bracha of atoy v'ameitiv is a bracha that could include the bracha of shachiyanu. If a person has two good pieces of news, one is that he could share with another, one is that he doesn't share with another, So, and he makes the bracha of Hatoyv HaMeitiv, the bracha of Hatoyv HaMeitiv will exempt him from making the bracha of Shachayanu. And therefore, if he's making for the boy and the girl at once, he will make only the bracha of Hatoyv HaMeitiv. However, if he already made and one without the other, if he already made one child, one baby came out first, and he made one bracha, then afterwards the other baby came out, then he would make a second bracha and the second one, and the bracha of one would not pater. In such a case, the bracha of one would not pater the other.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.